Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today across Israel, the weather is quite pleasant. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining with a gentle breeze, perfect for being outdoors. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm day with clear skies, while Haifa sees mild temperatures ideal for an afternoon stroll. Here are today's headlines. First from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Hamas and a Gazan NGO committee warn parents to stop children from flying kites after Israel threatens strikes. Also, from Israel Hayom earlier this hour, in Gaza, kites are being destroyed for the children of Gaza to live, as calls emerge to halt their launch following Israeli warnings. Also this hour, from Walla, a man discovered through genetic testing that two of his four children are not his, but the court refused to acknowledge it. Separately from Forward, in earlier reporting, Israel faces international condemnation for closing the probe into the killing of seven World Central Kitchen workers. And finally, from I-24, a significant archaeological discovery has been made in the Negev, revealing an ancient settlement dating back over 3,000 years. Here's what people are saying online. Michal Kotler Wunsch, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago, reminding the public of the October 7th massacre and the ongoing violations by Hamas in Gaza. From Middle East 24, earlier today, an analysis on the Trump administration's unprecedented financial warfare against Iran, highlighting the harsh sanctions targeting Tehran's economic lifelines. Al Arabiya English, writing just now, reports a resident in southern France is battling to protect his home as a powerful tornado tears through the town. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the warnings from Hamas and Gazan authorities. According to the Jerusalem Post, this coordinated announcement aims to prevent the use of kites in the ongoing conflict, a method that has been met with threats of retaliation by Israel. The situation adds another layer of complexity for families in Gaza, already facing dire circumstances. Turning to the genetic testing story from Walla, the court's refusal to acknowledge the man's findings raises serious questions about genetic rights and family law. This case highlights the potential legal and emotional complications for families dealing with genetic discoveries. Meanwhile, the international condemnation reported by Forward has diplomatic ramifications. The UK's, Canada's, and Australia's joint rebuke of Israel for closing the inquiry into the World Central Kitchen incident pressures Israel to reassess its accountability measures. This could strain diplomatic relations with key allies. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Ben-Gurion Airport is poised to break records, with about 110,000 travelers expected in a single day. This surge highlights a rebound in travel demand following previous disruptions. Separately from tech, there's a focus on Israel's Haredi community as a potential growth engine. As elections approach, shifting perspectives on this community could drive economic innovation and inclusion. And finally, from Walla Business, the Israeli Securities Authority issues a warning against Dmitry Osmoletsky, who markets himself as a trading mogul from Dubai. This serves as a caution to investors about potential financial scams. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.